Deals, deals, deals. That's what's going on right now. Meanwhile, Saudi Arabia's King Salman and Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman launching this anti-corruption committee resulted in the arrest of billionaire investor Prince Waleed bin Talal of Kingdom Holdings and a dozen other Saudi princes and ministers over the weekend. You've heard about this.
A shakeup not only has geopolitical implications, but could also cause ripple effects into U.S. businesses. Joining us now for more on this is Dennis Ross, a former special assistant to President Obama, currently at the Washington Institute, and Fred Kemp from the Atlantic Council, who joins us live from Riyadh. Thank you both. Dennis, just to begin with you, what do you think the implications are for U.S. businesses?
Well, I think there'll be a concern about whether or not there's going to be stability in the kingdom or not, and that's going to raise questions about, is this a good time to be investing? My own sense is that what we're seeing is a dramatic effort to consolidate the power of the crown prince so that he can actually carry out the reforms that he's serious about producing. He wants to transform the kingdom. I was there last year. One of the leading ministers said to me, "Welcome to our revolution disguised as economic reform." I think in the end, the economic reform will actually be quite good for investors. I also think transforming the kingdom is something that's necessary.
Fred, understandably, since you're in Riyadh, we have a long audio delay, so we'll be patient with this. But I'm curious, how is this all playing out in Saudi Arabia? What is the mood in Riyadh this evening?
I'll get to market forces in a moment. But let's first talk about what's going on in history. There is really a sense that since Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman came to power in June, a country that's been moving very slowly has been on overdrive. There is a geopolitical impact, a geoeconomic impact, and a geo-religious impact. Don't forget, this is the place of Mecca, the center of global Islam, and this is a leadership that's trying to move toward modernity and moderation. So what you've got now is a situation where, over the short term, you're going to have a lot of investor nervousness. You have oil going up today. But if this 32-year-old reformer stays in power, can actually change the kingdom, I agree with Dennis. He could be in power for 30, 40 years, and this could be an amazing long-term play.
Dennis, I understand that everybody's talking about him as a reformer and that they are doing some things like letting women drive and maybe attending sporting events. But is that just a disguise? I mean, there's one UK analyst, a market watcher, who is saying there are some predicting a more repressive and theocratic Wahhabi ascendancy as a possibility. His behavior is certainly not in line with a country moving towards democratic pluralism.
Well, in a sense, what he's trying to do is carry out a revolution from the top, not from the bottom. But he also recognizes that you've got to transform the kingdom if it's going to become more modern. He also recognizes 70% of the population is under the age of 30. Bear in mind, some of what he's doing right now in terms of the anti-corruption campaign is both to appeal to that larger population that feels they've been left out and also to show that he's producing a kind of dynamic change. Now, being able to take on and produce this kind of a change in a very conservative society probably had to be engineered from the top. We shouldn't look at it as something that's going to be a democracy anytime in the near future. That's not what they're trying to do. But what they are trying to do is modernize the country so it's stable over time. I think what both Fred and I are saying is if he succeeds, this is something that's important because it also creates a successful model of development. There has been no successful model of development in the Arab world. One of the reasons right. You see groups like ISIS appear is precisely because there hasn't been that successful model. This potentially could be one.